Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or computer or wherever you're listening. This is where we talk with area business owners, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're at Funland of Fredericksburg. If we'd been here a couple of months ago, it would have been Central Park Funland. We'll start off, we got a couple of guests here, but Clint Novak. Clint, lots going on here, lots. And that's what we're going to get into this morning.
It is, yes. We're very excited. You were here a couple months ago when we announced our big project to bring the first multi-level go-kart track to Virginia. And, today is a big day in that, and you kind of caught wind of a little bit of that when you arrived to do the podcast today, so.
It is. Chuck Pites is here, the owner of this enterprise.
Principal owner of Funland, and myself, the entire management team that's here, very excited about the things that we're doing. We've done a good number of things over the past 18 months, but we're moving forward on a material expansion of the go-kart track. And as Clint mentioned, it'll have sections of multi-level driving experience, first in the state of Virginia. And I'll just say, I'm very, very excited about it. I think that it's going to add so much more to the outdoor component of the park. And we're hoping to be up and running early spring. That's our hope.
Fingers crossed.
This isn't just any kind of go-kart track. When Clint first announced this and said, we're upgrading go-karts, I thought, oh, you're going to pave it and maybe make it a little bit longer. This is, like you say, the nothing like this in Virginia.
That's correct. I mean, it comes with a number of raised portions of the track. You have two corkscrews that you're driving up, you're driving down. It is the raised component is a wooden structure covered with a concrete a driving surface. So it will be quite a different driving experience compared to what we have now. And it's unlike anything else that's in the state of Virginia. So it's something very, very different. Clint and I have seen them in Florida, we've seen them in Orlando, and we've been out to Tennessee visiting other sites. And it's through visiting them and actually experiencing them, Clint enthused me to make the big jump and do something material here, which that's what we're doing.
When did this start? When did you start thinking, Clint, this might be something that could come to Funland?
Well, I mean, you're always looking at the best way to use what space we have here at the park. So, we're obviously limited in what we can do, no big roller coasters or anything like that. So we're looking at something that would, bring the go-karts or any other rider attraction at the park to the next level. We've done that several times with, the Buzzy Spinout. Yeah. We took the old concept of bumper cars and transformed it into a new concept, mini bowling. So it was all those things that we've already had those, but we're looking at making them better. And so as we looked at the outside rides and attractions, again, I travel all over as a coaster enthusiast, an enthusiast of the industry. So I've experienced these they call them roller coaster tracks for go-karts. And, down in Pigeon Forge, Ocean City, Maryland has a couple of wood tracks that are multi-level like this. But nothing in Virginia. And so it really was, a great next step, not only for us, but Fredericksburg putting us on the map to, bring something new and exciting.
Chuck, before we started this, you kind of described it to me, and you used the fun slide, how the height of that as an example. And as you did that, this has got some height to it, and it's going to stand out.
Oh, yes, it will. I mean, it's it's going to be, I'll call it a beautiful structure, but a great driving experience. I mean, Virginia, great state. A lot of people, they love their NASCAR, they love their go-karts. So we're bringing them something which you're not finding in the state of Virginia. So we're hoping to be able to really get traffic and new guest visitation from Richmond and DC, and it will be a great driving experience. But on top of the reconstruction of the track, we are outfitting with an entirely new fleet of cars. They are beautiful cars. They are great rides. I mean, they are the newest in the karting experience. So the entire experience in the kart component of the park will be so, so different. And like I said to you, you know, before we got started on the cast here, just I'm so excited about it because it's going to be such a different experience. A lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun.
It's going to make this place, it's going to make Funland of Fredericksburg a destination. You've got already some destination things here, but boy, this really will be.
We're really hoping that in fact is the case, because with the track that we are building, the fact that you can't get it somewhere else, I think more people will make the drive, and the fact that 95 is right here. Yes, and you know, 95 can have its challenges, as everybody in the market knows. But the reality is, we are an easy access 95 ride. Get on, get off, and you're here. And it will just be a totally different experience on the outside of the building. So looking forward to it. And all we have to hope for is then, as the summer's here, we don't want a rainy summer. We want a nice summer. That's what we need. You know,
we need a mild winter too.
Yeah, the building of this. I know you're hoping soon to break ground on this. This has got just the building of it will be fascinating to watch.
Yeah, I mean, right now we just received the plans from the engineer. The FedEx guy walked in right behind you, yeah. So we got those. We go to the city today to start the city portion of the permitting process. And, you know, we are hoping that with if you know, everything gets approved through the city, that we can start construction in early December. Or I should say deconstruction, because we have to take out some of the old track before we can really start construction on the new track.
Well, and the timing, Clint, on this works out really well, because just with winter, mm-hmm. you're not using go-karts as much anyway.
Yeah, we run a little different than an amusement park, because we're open year-round. And our outside rides and attractions don't close for the winter. If it's a mild winter, you know, if we have a 70-degree weekend in December, which we've had before, we're able to open up the rides and attractions outside. So there is going to be some loss with the closure of our biggest track, but it's going to be minimal, because it's going to be in the month of December, January, February, where it's tougher to open it anyways due to the weather constraints. But we do still have another go-kart track that will be running as well. So we'll have that up and running through the winter. As long as it's nice enough, we'll have that open.
Clint Novak, Chuck Pites here. It's Funland of Fredericksburg with the All Business Podcast. Boy, Chuck, if you've blinked in the last year and a half and have missed what's going on here, you have missed a lot. This place is not the same place.
I totally agree. It's uncanny how there are people that come and visit, and what they some of their first remarks are, if they haven't been to us in a while, they're like, the place has totally changed. And it really is. And part of the change that we brought, as you see right now, the majority of the changes that we brought are on the inside. And that was strategically what we wanted to do, was change the guest perception of what we are. The idea, I think, 5 years ago, people just thought, well, you're an outdoor facility, so if you had rain or snow, why go there? Well, I was like, no, we have a great demographic. And as a result of that, if you build a great box, if we make changes on the inside, we can eliminate or materially impact the seasonality of an indoor-outdoor facility. So the changes that we made inside have made it so that rain, snow, shine, it doesn't matter. We are a great place of great product, great service. It's value-driven, it's family-driven. And what we're really seeing is people are coming anytime, doesn't matter, rain, snow, shine. And with the outdoor component, I just think that we will have the seasonality, we will take advantage of that, and the spring, summer, and fall will just be exceptional. I think they really will be.
It really has turned into a theme park kind of place, because in the early days it was kind of thought, well, this is where you bring your kids to birthday parties and you can play some of the games and maybe you can go outside. But now you see all ages here, and that's exciting to see.
Yes, the age demographic has really changed. It's funny, we have a number of people that show up on Friday nights, and I call them, they're multi-generational. You'll have groups that are coming, and it's families, and they're coming for the pizza buffet, but you have the grandparents, the parents, and the kids. And the funny thing is that inside the building, we have things that are right for all ages. And so that has changed. When you're seeing groups show up, when it, like I said, it's the grandparents, parents, and the kids, they are voicing or casting their vote after an election day. They're casting their vote that this is just a great place to go, and you're not constrained to a particular age group. We cater to all the age groups. And I think it's working very, very well.
So I know we've told Clint's story. We're always telling Clint's story about his love of amusement parks and in this industry. What about you, Chuck? What's your story? Because you've got a passion for this.
Well, I'll say I grew up not in the park business, so I didn't have the affinity that Clint has for it. I was in the game business, the coin-operated amusement business, and that drew me into this. But my affinity for what's going on here is I really love interacting with the guests, the people, and that is really where I find really my fun in it, that I have had a good number of people coming up to me and saying, I really love what you've done here. That's the validation that comes from, you know, to me. The things that we're doing are being done well, and the people are appreciative of it, and we're seeing very, very positive response. When the story first broke that we were looking to expand on the go-kart track, I was amazed at the positive response for it. It's like that is what motivates me. And my feeling is that we will get this done. You know, I'm hoping to be early spring up and running, and knowing Clint and his management team, that prior to getting this finished, they're already going to be thinking about the next project that would enhance the guest experience here. I am sure of it. And, you know, I joke about it because when I come down here, they're always on me about what we can do and what we can do better. But I love it because of that.
I was just going to say, I haven't even asked him what's next, but I was going to say, get your checkbook ready because there's something.
That Clint reminds me that all the time. But it's like I don't live in fear of that because of, again, the management team that's in place here is exceptional. The tasks that I put before them, they get it done. They get it done well, with enthusiasm, on time, on budget. They get it done, and the things that we have done have been received exceptionally well by the guests. The guest experience is they like what we're doing. So when you've got something that's working and you have a team that can execute and get it done, why not continue? And so I don't know what Clint and his team are going to be thinking of next. I mean, whatever it is, it won't surprise me. But what I will do is I will certainly give it an ear because of my confidence in their ability to assess. They really know the people that are here. I'm from a distance. So they really know their guests. And I think they have an idea of what delivered products and services would be well received by this market. They have a very good handle on that. That's what I have to trust in, and then I have to trust in them, in their ability to execute. And it's happening. It's happened for the past year and a half. This big project, I'm expecting it to, well, okay, we'll have some road bumps, I get it. But my feeling is it will work well, and as a result of that, they'll already be, by the fall of this year, they will already be thinking of what's next. And that motivates me, it really does. I love it.
Clint, so many people, I think, would come into a situation like Funland and look at here and just say, well, this is all we can do. And instead, you have come in here and from day one and have dreamed and have said, there's a lot we can do here. And like you say, you're landlocked in some way, but that has not stopped you from looking ahead. Just walking in here, you see that.
Yeah, I mean, I think being such a big fan of the industry and seeing not only Funland, but the industry from a fan and guest perspective, you know, gives me kind of a unique look at, you know, what we can and can't do. And then I travel a lot. So, you know, for years and years, I've been doing this for fun. And so I see what other people do. And I you know, we can share those ideas of what works and doesn't work. And then the other hard part is, you know, when you do something like, let's say, clip and climb, you have to give up something. So, you know, we had to give up the Jetstar roller coaster to build clip and climb. But then we had to give up a play zone to build even a bigger roller coaster, which is our Twist and Shout coaster. So, you know, there's always some give and take as to, you know, what do we have to give up in order to get something better? And, you know, the go-kart track, you know, we will lose a go-kart track for a few months, but we're going to have a bigger and better go-kart track when all of this is said and done. And the same thing happened with, you know, laser tag and bumper cars and the mini bowling. A better experience is now here. Because you know, we envisioned being able to change those into a better version of itself.
I had not been in here in years, and when a year and a half ago you came in with me on the morning show on WFVA, and I had not been in here. I knew you were here, and you and I knew each other. And you walked out of there, and I called my wife, and I said we need to get season tickets, and I've been sold since. And I think your enthusiasm and your vision here is making a big difference.
Yeah, and you know, of course, we appreciate you and Mrs. Schubel being here all the time. And you know, when Chuck brought up the pizza buffet, these guys know because they come in and enjoy the pizza buffet with Bill Carroll when he's here on Friday nights. And you know, and it's fun because again, I would say that you're not our typical demographic, but you have found value in what we offer. And you know, you come and you play mini golf and you play mini bowling, and we haven't gotten you on the new roller coaster yet, but I assure your listeners that we are going to get a great video of Ted and maybe Bill, maybe a Bill and Ted adventure on the roller coaster.
So. And I'll be scared.
And you won't have a voice for a week.
And I like that I'm not part of your demographic. I'm old. So
I didn't say that. I just said not our typical demographic. So,
Chuck, for you, the community, I think, should be very grateful for the team you have put together here, for Clint, for you. This is a great entertainment spot that's going to just continue to grow.
Yes, but I also have to say that we are fortunate. Okay, I'm fortunate that the team is here, but my team works really very, very well with the city of Fredericksburg, and I have to, you know, tip my hat to them that, you know, we have made material changes here, and they have been cooperative. Yes, they have expectations, they have demand, they do, but they are strategic partners also here, because what they know is we are beneficial to the community. We are going to be great supporters. The ballpark is supposed to be coming. We are going to be right up front. We're going to be involved in that. So those things that are good for the community, good for the city, we are looking to be participants in, and we're fortunate that we have, you know, a governance within the city that participates in helping us get these things done. And it's through that that we will have the success. So it's like, it's a great, you know, I call it, it's a great strategic partnership. It really is. They see the value we bring, they cooperate with us, and it leads me to believe that we are only going to move forward. And I can only believe that, let's say, the city's participation in the ballpark that's coming only means the ballpark is also going to be a great success. This is great for the city. It's great for the community. So I'm really looking forward to the things that are coming. I really am.
Well, and I'll just tell you, in a day and age where there's so much negativity everywhere, this is a fun place to go. Hence, Funland of Fredericksburg.
Yes, it is. I mean, it is fun and games. But I'll just say, it works for me. Like I said, I live at a distance from here. I'm very fortunate. The management team and the employees that work here, again, they come from the community. The jobs here are from the community. And there is a great basis of young people that are working here that are just nice, wonderful individuals. And so I'll just say, okay, I'm very fortunate that I'm in the right place to be able to draft a team from the marketplace that's here. And I'm fortunate that in the management team, they're capable of recruiting, training, and empowering the youth that's in the market here. And so it's like, it all is just kind of working well. I mean, and I think that it's because of a multifaceted circumstance that is just between community, city, management team. We've got the right demographic, we're in the right place. And I have to then say, okay, now I'll toot my own horn of sorts. The fact that I have all this in front of me is what compels me to say, I'm planting a flag here to make a change. That I'm not saying, I'm not taking the shortcuts. I'm not saying, let's save the dollar. No, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to create a better experience for the guests, better jobs for the people that are in the community here. And I just think, you know, in the rising tide, all ships rise. And so I'm like, I'm excited about what we're doing. And I'm in the right place in the right time, right community, right management team, right environment.
That's why I wanted to do you to come on the podcast to talk about this, because Clint and I have to talk about this a lot, but you're really the one who has gotten behind it.
Okay, but I'll even jump in and say that in other businesses that I've done, I've done business in many states, and I would not have been able to do something like this if I wasn't going to receive the cooperation from the entire environment, from community and municipality, to make it possible for things to work well. And so there are other places that I never could have entertained doing something like this. So I'm not going to try to fight the tide. You go to where it works kind of well, and it's working well here. And my anticipation is that with the expansion and development of the car track, when you come back, you're going to be amazed by it. It's going to be beautiful, the new cars. It's going to be a great ride. And I think that the guest experience is going to be materially enhanced. I'm hoping for very good things for the summer. Very, very good things.
Well, you always look forward to spring, Clint. And now we have even more reason to look forward to spring.
That's right. So hopefully people will be able to shake off their cabin fever and come out and enjoy the new track and the new cars and the new experience here.
Well, and you think about it, you think just economically for the city, you think about that in the not too distant future, a ballpark's going to be being built. This is being built. This transforms this part of the city.
Yeah, and we've already talked to the folks over at the ballpark, and we are looking at ways to work together on different ventures for us and for them. So obviously we can't say anything more than that, but we have been talking together, and and a lot of these kind of projects feed off of each other. You know, I can't say that we wouldn't be doing a go-kart track if the ballpark wasn't coming, but it definitely helped in the decision-making process that, hey, if bigger things are coming to Fredericksburg, we can go bigger as well. And so that's why we're excited and we're, able to do it.
Clint Novak, always great to have you. I can't wait to continue to hear what some of those ideas are in your head.
Awesome. Well, we always look forward to having you, whether it's as a guest or as a official in an official standpoint.
Chuck Pites, it's been great to have you on, and I look forward to more conversations like this.
I really appreciate you, having me out, sitting down with me, and I'm confident that as Clint gets closer to there will be a groundbreaking ceremony going on here. He will certainly notify you in a proactive way, so everybody in the market will get an idea of when this is taking place, but very excited about it. I really appreciate your time, and you'll be back for the groundbreaking, and we'll get you out on the rides.
If you like listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you want to talk about your business, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, ted@wfvaradio.com. ted@wfvaradio.com. We would like to highlight your business. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ted Schubel. We'll see you next time when we become all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests in this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.